I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Teams from Spain, Britain, and Qatar are joining search and rescue efforts in Morocco today. The death toll from Friday's historic earthquake soars as aid workers reach new territory in the epicenter, Marrakesh. Rashid, a Moroccan pastor, says
the statistic today, more than 2,500 died. But sure, is more. I think more than 3,000 and more than 4,000.
Most earthquake survivors are doing what they can to survive outside, fearing aftershocks. They want to stay away from remnant structures, even if it means braving the elements. Over 20 Muslim background believers living in or near Marrakesh lost their homes and livelihoods. Please pray for local believers as they bring disaster aid and the hope of Christ to earthquake survivors. Ancestor worship is saturated in the culture of Lesotho, a small land-bound country within South Africa. For pastors, reaching isolated villages in the Lesotho Mountains is a challenge, both physically reaching them and penetrating generations of ancestor worship with biblical truth. Safiri Sepepe is with Mission Aviation Fellowship.
Some of them, in growing up, they have been going to church, but they mixed things. They know there are some ancestors. They know there is Jesus who died for some people or who died a long time ago. So they know the name Jesus, but really what is happening with him, they don't have any idea. So you want to be in their shoes when you evangelize.
Through the Lesotho Flying Pastors Ministry, MAF flies local pastors to minister in remote areas. Please pray spiritual encouragement. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers a 15-day Hindu world prayer guide. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.